Brown's Beat reporter, Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, sir.
Hey, Daryl, I hear you're doing a little podcast, too.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Hello.
Well, we kind of got shook up a little while ago.
Yeah, we did.
Don't know if you heard, Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider, and obviously not connected to Cleveland like we are, said, you know what? I think Deshaun Watson played okay the other day. And if he doesn't play well against Washington and then doesn't play well against Philly, I'd bench him and play Jameis Winston. And Andy and I think that, that there's absolutely no way that happens. What do you think?
I agree with you and Andy.
Okay.
I don't think that happens.
At the end of the year, maybe there's a big decision that's made if things haven't gone well. But in season, Daryl, I don't see anything that takes Deshaun out of the lineup other than injury. Do you?
Here's the thing. If he doesn't play the next 2 weeks, this season's over anyway. So does it really matter? Right? You're paying him $46 million a year. You might as well just leave him out there to finish the year out. Right? So, there's no quarterback change to be made, no matter how many people try to speak it into existence.
Is there a fire sale, though, if they I'm not saying it could start as early as next week, but it could start as early as next week, especially for somebody like Amari Cooper, who is without a contract here at the end of the year.
Well, remember the trade deadlines, I believe week
fifth.
9 now.
Yeah,
after we got pushed back, Browns wanted it to be after week 10. The compromise was after week 9. So, I don't think as early as next week, because even if you're at 1-4, right, even though I think the season's over at that point, the Browns don't, the front office doesn't, right? Anything can happen. They can get hot and whatever, even though this team's never won more than 4 games in a row before, at least in this current iteration of this franchise. The reality is that I think that they would wait toward the end of October before they started selling pieces and parts. Now, if the season is circling the drain then, I'm all in favor of it. You move Amari, you move Za'Darius Smith, you move those pieces and parts on 1-year contracts that aren't helping you win games today, that you can get additional draft capital, because I got to be honest with you, next April is going to be a critical draft for this franchise, because they haven't had a pick in the last 3 drafts in the first round. And most of the time when Andrew Berry has had a pick in the second round, he's traded that pick. So they need top picks in this upcoming draft to infuse this roster with some more youth. And it's one of the questions I asked Ken Dorsey about. This is a veteran team, one of the older teams in the NFL, and they're having problems with execution. We can't sit here and say, well, they're a young team and figuring things out, whatever. You aren't hearing anything like that coming out of the nation's capital with Jaden Daniels. He has hit the ground running as a rookie. So, I would say if we get to mid to late October and this season circles the drain, if I'm Andrew Berry, I absolutely would conduct a fire sale.
Daryl, let me ask you, though. What's more likely after what your eyes have shown you in 4 games? That the team figures it out and gets back to what it's supposed to do this year and compete for a playoff spot? Or that we get to the trade deadline and it's time to just move guys?
I think time to move guys.
Wow.
Because what we're seeing now is what I've been watching all offseason. So it hasn't been fixed yet. I don't think it's going to be fixed. You're going to see, marked improvement in areas. You're going to, as I call it, the trail of cheese. You're going to get little morsels that keep stringing you along here. But it's not just one thing that's wrong, Jeff. It's everything that is wrong, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I do feel like defensively, sure, if they clean up their tackling, they're in good shape. Because that's really the only thing that I'm concerned about on that side of the ball, is that the tackling has not been as crisp. But on the offensive side of the ball, look, they got protection issues. They got run game issues. They got pass game issues. They got catching the football issues. I don't know if they have play calling issues, but they certainly have execution issues, right? They run the script well. They've scored 24 out of a possible 28 points on their opening drives. They have 30 points to show for the other 40 plus possessions that they've had. So, yeah, I mean, it's not just one thing that you zero in on. Say, hey, if they get this squared away, they're in great shape going forward. I mean, it's everything on offense that needs fixed right now.
All right, who is closest to coming back that might be able to help this team? There's only 30 guys. I think there's 56 guys on the injured list from yesterday. So,
well, actually, it's 18. Those of us counting, and I did count.
You know,
18.
We don't do math on this show, so it's 156 as far as I'm concerned.
I can't do the math and do the how many times 18 goes into 156 off the top of my head, but I'm sure it's a calculation of some sort. But anyway,
yes,
Nick Chubb's not going to play this week. I think that's pretty clear. Especially with Ken Dorsey's answer this morning about they're just not there yet when you're talking about workload and fitting him into game plans and things like that. So he's not playing this week.
How about running the ball in general? Did Ken say they might actually run the ball this week?
Well, if you don't have an offensive line that can't move anybody, I don't know. Yeah, you know,
I don't know. But I'm watching other teams run the ball, Daryl, and I'm like, oh, they've got to figure out a way to run the ball. Have to.
Well, if it
means putting a fullback in there and two tight ends.
No, they don't have Nick Karras is your fullback, and right now he has to play center. So sorry,
no, pick one up. Pick one up. That's what I say.
Then what you're going to ultimately say, Andy, if that's what they do, then you're basically going to say what we did this offseason was a waste of our time.
Well, so far at 1-3, it feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I'm just like I think that they're just going to bang their head against the wall and. Until
continue doing what they're
something
doing.
Breaks.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think you're right, Daryl.
It's a philosophy thing, you know. And again, you don't have an offensive line that can move anybody. but you're right. Like you go to the Jacksonville game, right? When they put that 16 play drive that they almost chewed 10 minutes off the clock, right?
Right.
They ran the ball, and it worked. And it's like, oh, eureka, what do you know? Nice long drive. They ran the ball. That's why they had a nice long drive. It's not that I disagree with your premise. I just don't think that it's something that they're going to commit to. They may do it for a drive, you know what I mean? Or they may do it for two drives. But it's just, I just don't think it's something that they're going to commit to regularly. And, you know, and I want to caution people when Nick Chubb comes back, and is able to play, you can't give him a full workload, and you can't expect that he's going to save your offense either. This offense is different. The blocking schemes are different. That's what they spent the whole offseason doing. So, you know, your premise isn't off, Andy. I think you and I see eye to eye on that. But, you know, again, I kind of feel like they're just going to do what they planned on doing this year and you know, they're going to sink or swim, and right now they're sinking.
Hmm. All right, let's go back to and finish up that question about who might play. Njoku?
Yeah, I would say David Njoku has probably got the best chance to come back
this
week. And yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, it's nothing guaranteed. He was limited at practice yesterday. You know, Jack and Jed, watch is in week 5, and they didn't practice yesterday. They desperately need those guys back and available. Just don't know when that's going to be. You know, Jed did come back and he lasted a half a football, if that. So, but yeah, if I have to pick between the walking wounded that has been missing time, I would say David Njoku is the closest.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter. Tell me, what do you think here? It's been 4 not typical Amari Cooper games for Amari Cooper. Is there an issue? Or is it just 4 not typical games?
I want to think it's just 4 not typical games, right? I mean, but the guy's human, right?
And sure.
We've talked at length about everything that's happened. He didn't get his contract extension. He didn't get his pay raise. He's 30 years old. So the folks that are like, hey, the Browns should trade for Davante Adams. Davante Adams is 31. So if they didn't sign the guy that was 30 and coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons and becoming the first player in franchise history to do that, they're not going out and trading for 31-year-old Davante Adams. That's just not going to happen. So, I would like to think that this is just a little speed bump in the road. He's a veteran. Ken Dorsey mentioned it today. He, you know, has all the confidence in Amari. They, as a team, have all the confidence in Amari. Deshaun Watson, you know, mentioned yesterday, hey, He's my guy. I'm going to keep going back to him. He knows I'm going to keep going back to him. So it's just, you know, obviously it falls on Amari to just go ahead and start making some of those plays. The unfortunate thing, though, Jeff, is he made a play in Las Vegas. And Nick Harris got called for holding, and it got wiped off the board. So, you know, while it's easy to say he's not making plays, he would have had a game-changing play on Sunday with that 82-yard touchdown. I lean more towards Amari's going to get it together rather than this is just what it's going to be all season with him.
I would think so, too. I would think that's the case as well. Darryl, thanks, buddy.
You bet, guys.
Thanks, Darryl. We'll see you on that podcast called It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Thank you. And listen to.
You bet.
He's a promotional machine, Darryl.
He doesn't care. YouTube is another place where you can watch it. Odyssey app or YouTube.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, we had a good one last night.
NFL Rapid Fire. Get ready. Coming up next right here on Basket NFL.